Hi, I'm Phil Newman, and welcome to the Impact Online podcast. We are so glad you're here. Well, hey, everyone, it's great to have you with us today. Hey, we are in 2023, the year of growth on every front. We're believing that in your life and right across our communities that there would be an incredible sense of breakthrough. There wouldn't be one area that you would live feeling compromised in, settling in, that you're going to see God's blessing, favor, breakthrough, open doors in absolutely every single space. So grab your Bibles and turn to the passage that we are centering this year around, Isaiah 54. It says this: "Sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child, burst into song, shout for joy, you who were never in labor, says the Lord, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband. Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities." What an incredible passage. It speaks about the promise that God gives this barren woman. It gives her the practical faith response to step out and start activating this promise and what the future looks like. That you think it's just about your baby in a tent? Well, you're going to go to incredible places and occupy incredible cities. An incredible passage. Now, what I want to speak about today is to this barren woman that God had a promise for, that God had a blessing for. This barren woman, in all of her grief, in all of her pain, in all of her disappointments, in all of her battle, her mourning, her grief, her barrenness, her desolation, the challenge that she was facing. And we would assume in this that it was a barrenness that she faced for a long time. She'd never fallen pregnant, never carried a baby, never been able to. She's watching her neighbors fall pregnant. She's hearing kids playing, watching kids playing, looking at her husband, the incredible sense of conflict and friction and disappointment. And in all of that, I've got a question to ask you. Why didn't God come sooner? It's an amazing moment in her life. Everything changes in this moment. Everything changes as God brings a promise. God releases her into an incredible, blessed, favored legacy. But question, with all of her pain, why didn't God move sooner? Why didn't God invade her dark emotional tent sooner? Why didn't God do something earlier? Now, when we ask this question, I would give you an answer of, I don't know. I'll give you an answer when it comes to the timeline that God used for her. I don't know. But what I do know is that God is always good. What we do know is that God is always up to something. What we do know is that God always has our best at heart. What we do know is that God always has a great promise for us, and it's always a promise that is bigger than us, always a promise that is incredible. God is always good, can only do good, is always active. And so when it comes to the timeline, you know, I know that we will never know God's timeline, and all we can do is truly trust Him. And in thinking of this barren woman, in thinking of this concept that God will always do it in its perfect timing, I am drawn to Galatians 6:9, where it says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Let us not grow weary, get fatigued, get angry, frustrated, all the things that come along with weariness and delay. While we're waiting, don't stop doing good, because there is a proper time where your breakthrough will come. There is a proper time where God will invade your tent and change everything forever. There is an allotted time. There is a point where all of His promise, His resource, His power, the Holy Spirit, our growth, and angelic visitations, where everything converges and God shows up. But while we're waiting, don't give up. While we're in that wait time, in that process, while we are holding on and believing for and in our barrenness, hey, don't give up doing good. Today I want to speak to you about the wait. And the first thing is, a lot of good happens to us while we wait. A lot of good happens to us while we wait. The fact is, God is unable to do nothing. God is only able to do good. God is pure goodness. God is pure love. God is pure favor. God can only do good and is always doing good. So a lot of good happens to us while we wait. Good isn't reserved for the breakthrough moment. Good isn't reserved for the post-breakthrough season. God is doing good while you're waiting. If you're in a barren season, a challenging season, a suffering season, a season where you are holding on and all you have is a hope and reliance and confidence in God, hey, God's doing good. And the fact is, even if you don't feel it, a lot of good is happening to you while you wait. In Psalm 23:6, we read, surely, great word, surely, it's a reminder to get our confidence in the right place. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, all of the days, not just the breakthrough day, not just the happy days, not just the post-breakthrough days, not just the rich days, not just the healed days, not just the big expanding tent days, but all days. In your barrenness, His goodness and mercy are following you. In your challenging relationships, His goodness and mercy are following you. I tell you, in this woman's dark, small tent, where she was given to emotion and given to pain and given to all of her grief, God's goodness was at work. God's goodness was with her each and every day. Friends, step back from your emotions. Step back from your barrenness. Step back and you will see that His goodness is at work. You'll look back on this season and say, hey, oh, that's what God was up to. I might not feel it, I might not see it, I might not understand it, but His goodness is always at work. A lot of good happens to us while we wait. Number two, a lot of good happens through us while we wait. A lot of good happens to us because God is for you, with you, actively blessing you, actively providing, but a lot of good happens through us while we wait. In Galatians 6, we read about the wait season. Do not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time, and I'm saying today, frustratingly, that proper time rarely lines up with our proper time. And usually it takes a longer time than we would like, but we kind of can understand this concept. But the waiting season is never designed to be an inactive season. You go to your doctor or your dentist's waiting room, and they'll usually have a couple of lounges there, some three-year-old magazines there. I don't know about you, but I go and I sit there and I don't do a whole lot. Probably get my phone out, scroll through a few things. It's kind of a waiting moment in a waiting room, but it's not really a time of intentional activity. The problem is, when it comes to waiting for the promise of God, is that it's so easy to bring that concept of a waiting room into this. God says you are never meant to be inactive in your waiting period. It's never a waiting room. It's a season of incredible activity. Galatians 6, let us not grow weary in doing nothing. No, it doesn't say let us not grow weary while we're waiting, while we're kicking back, while we're reading Woman's Day from 2017. It says, do not grow weary while you're waiting before your proper time. Do not grow weary in doing good. And like I've said previously, if it leads to the proper harvest at a proper time, that doing good is sowing. We are sowing for the harvest. We are blessing for the harvest. We're investing for the harvest. We are sowing things in our today. Yes, through tears. Yes, in barrenness. Yes, in desolation. Yes, not understanding, with our soul saying one thing, but our spirit saying one thing, and not seeing how it's all going to work together. We still do good. We still bless. we still sow. It's a time of incredible activity that is happening in our lives. And is doing good, it is kindness, it is blessing, it is service, it is loving, it is doing what God has called us to do. And so in that waiting season, there is a whole lot of good that happens through us. I would also add, when it comes to this, that once your breakthrough comes, you will lose the freedoms and the liberties and the space that you have in your waiting period. The day that God came to this barren woman, gave her this promise, and gave her instruction about her tent, the next morning she woke up and she was busy. The next day she woke up and she started renovating that tent. The next day she woke up and she was all about the tent curtains, the cords, the stakes. She was in tent renovation mode. And all of a sudden her schedule literally, but her heart and emotions, her soul was full. Everything was occupied with her faith response. She lost the space in her schedule, the space in her heart for doing what God could do through her in her waiting season. So don't wait for your breakthrough to do good. Don't wait to do good for when it all comes together. You have space in your life now that you will not have, so don't waste the opportunity. Fill up your life now with as much doing good as possible. And the trick is, don't get tired of it. Don't get frustrated with it. Don't end up resenting the very thing that you're called to do in Jesus' name. So a lot of good happens to us while we wait, and a lot of good happens through us while we wait. And lastly, a lot of good happens from us because we waited. A lot of good happens from us because we waited. See, waiting in God's hands becomes a weapon. This barren woman, like it or lump it, agree or disagree, understand or not understand, this barren woman had a perspective and an experience of God that her neighbor, who was very fertile and could conceive and have kids super easily and super rapidly, this barren woman had an understanding of the nature and the goodness and the promise of God that her fertile neighbor couldn't have. She got something in God in her suffering, in her waiting, that others simply never needed to explore and discover and simply couldn't experience for themselves. If you had someone who needed prayer after this day, if you had someone who needed prayer to conceive for a baby, are you going to go to the woman who could conceive super easily? Or are you going to go to the woman who had a supernatural, miraculous breakthrough and revelation from heaven? I know, I'll take prayer from anyone, but this woman had an authority. This woman had a revelation. This woman had a confidence and an experience and an anointing that my God can give kids. My God can give me a generational legacy. She had an authority. She could preach when it comes to this stuff. And I've said it before that it is no surprise that this desolate woman's children inhabited desolate cities. The place of her battle became the place of her blessing. The place of her hurting became the place of her helping. Her waiting became a weapon. In Romans 8:28, it says, all things work together, all things. The barrenness. All things work together for the good of those who are called, love Him and are called according to His purpose. Friends, your waiting is not something to resent. I know it's hard. I know you have cried tears. I know you have frustration. I know it can creep into anger. I know it can develop into anxiety. I know it's something that keeps you awake at night. God knows what you're going through in your waiting. But I want to encourage you. I want to remind you from the Word that He will take your waiting, and if you'll keep Him at the center, if you'll keep worshiping, praising, relying on Him, trusting in Him, focusing on Him, blessing, doing good, He will take your waiting. He will take this waiting season and he will weaponize it. You will stand on the other side of your breakthrough and take what was meant to hurt you, and you'll help as many people as possible. You will carry an anointing and an authority and a favor and a confidence and a freedom because you are seeing something in God that others will never see. Your waiting can turn into a weapon. A lot of good happens from us because we waited. I think of the tough seasons and the tough situations in my life that I've been through. Would I wish them on anybody? No. But in hindsight, am I glad I went through them? Yes. They changed me. They showed me something in God. They gave me authority in areas. My waiting seasons became weapons for the kingdom. In your life, I prophesy today that in your life, in your suffering, in your waiting, in your battle, in your challenge, in your barrenness, in your desolation, your area of hurt, God's gonna take that hurt and turn it into an incredible testimony that will change people's lives forever. So I wanna remind you that waiting, it's so frustrating. It can be so painful. But in God's hands, it will come together at the proper time. So do not grow weary in doing good in this season. Do not grow weary. Do not give up. Do not get frustrated. Don't be overcome by emotion or poverty or challenge or what other people are saying. Do not grow weary in doing good. For at the proper time, you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. God came to this barren woman on this day. If I were God, I would have come earlier. But God knows things in a higher way. His ways are higher, and he has the best in store for us. A lot of good happens to us while we wait. A lot of good happens through us while we wait. And a lot of good happens from us because we waited. If you don't know Jesus, I want to pray for you today, whether it's for the first time or again, to get your heart and life right with Jesus through forgiveness, that he would reveal to you that he has a plan for your life, that he is for you. He's not against you. He is with you. He loves you. He's got comfort and grace and peace in abundance for you. Today, I want to pray for you. Lord, I pray for my friends who for the first time or again need to get their life right with you. And I pray that you would reveal yourself to them, that your forgiveness would overwhelm their sin, that your grace would be enough, your love would restore, your peace would settle in their hearts. And I thank you that because of you, Jesus, we can have a great destiny and a great future. In Jesus' name, amen. For us all, in the year of growth on every front, I want to remind you that God has a great harvest for you. And to remember, a lot of good happens to us while we wait, through us while we wait, and from us because we waited. In Jesus' name, God bless. Thanks for listening to our Impact Online podcast. We release a new episode every week, and you can access all our podcasts and videos via our website. Visit impactchurch.me for lots of extra resources. We'll see you next time at Impact Online.